WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
New plan, collision investigation. I'm Elliot Francis. In a primetime address Monday night, President Trump said his new strategy on Afghanistan will be based on conditions on the ground, not timing. Bob Costantini explains.
For a moment, talking about Afghanistan, President Trump remembered what candidate Trump had said.
My original instinct was to pull out, and historically, I like following my instincts.
But he told the service members at Fort Myer and the nation that as president, he had thought through the issues carefully and come to a different conclusion.
The consequences of a rapid exit are both predictable and unacceptable.
Mr. Trump said decisions on strategy would be based on conditions in Afghanistan. He talked of military pressure that might bring about a political solution that even includes the Taliban. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The Navy conducting a broad investigation into the collision between the USS McCain and an oil tanker. Correspondent Matt Rivers.
What the Navy says it's going to be doing is what's called a comprehensive review of safety standards and best practices across the entire Navy. And what that means in terms of that operational pause is that it's like a one-day safety stand-down that will be carried out across the different commands at their discretion across the world over the next several weeks.
Divers have now begun searching the flooded ship's compartments for 10 missing sailors. Bill Cosby has a fresh new legal team for a sexual assault retrial in November.
Cosby is back at the Montgomery County Courthouse to officially switch attorneys. Brian McMonagle, the attorney who represented Cosby during the first sex assault trial, which ended with a hung jury, did not want to continue on in his role. So the comedian will now be represented by Tom Mesereau. He's best known for successfully defending Michael Jackson against child molestation charges in 2005.
Steve Kastenbaum reporting. 42 people are injured this morning, the result of a Norristown high-speed line train crash into a parked train in suburban Philadelphia overnight. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's a big and critical step forward for the Purple Line light rail project.
A spokesman for Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says a federal funding agreement for the Purple Line is expected to be signed in the very near future. The agreement would free up $325 million in federal funds already appropriated and a total of $900 million over the life of the agreement. The spokesman says the governor has been in talks with Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. The 16-mile light rail project will run through Montgomery and Prince George's counties. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
They have yet to confirm it, but some think that was a tornado that touched down in Charles County yesterday. Authorities say a number of trees were uprooted by the powerful storm which struck Charles and St. Mary's counties just hours after the eclipse. Several roads were also closed due to flooding. Residents shouted down Charlottesville City Council members last night during the council's first meeting since the violence in that city. Mayor Mike Signer was interrupted several times in the first few minutes of the meeting. Speakers expressed frustration at city leaders who granted a permit for that August 12th rally. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says he is most likely to submit legislation to remove a statue of General Robert E. Lee in Richmond. He's also considering ways to prevent people from having weapons at highly charged demonstrations like the rally in Charlottesville. But House Majority Leader Kirk Cox says Republicans do not support removing the Lee statue from Monument Avenue or limiting gun rights at rallies. In Baltimore, where all the Confederate monuments were removed last week, somebody has now vandalized a 225-year-old monument to Christopher Columbus. Somebody took a sledgehammer to it early yesterday. They even posted a video of the vandalism on YouTube, but police have not yet identified suspects. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,704, the Nasdaq at 62,13. Sports, the O's beat the A's at Camden Yards. The Nats have the night off. They open a series in Houston tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We're Penn Fed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million people who believe the American dream is still alive. That's why we're doing something to make it more attainable. We put our earnings back into lower rates on mortgages for members all across America. Apply today at PennFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PennFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PennFed's got great rates for everyone. Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, do be careful. Interstate 95 northbound crash in the Lorton area. Everything to the right, it's like right shoulder, not even blocking the right lane, partially crowded. So you're getting by without much of a delay, but a bit to look at. Again, northbound 95, they reopened the main lines there. No problems to report once you get up onto the Beltway, heading over to the Wilson Bridge or heading up and toward Annandale and Tyson's. The HOV lanes, we had crash cleanup near the Pentagon. No problems on 270 early on. You're checking out fine. For Maryland's 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that looks good. We're looking good over our Anacostia crossings and the southeast-southwest freeway. If your destination is to get up toward Upper Marlboro, we do have a crash on Route 4 north of 254, so do watch in the Bristol area there under police direction. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel 4 forecast.
Hot today ahead of a cold front that will pass through tonight. We'll see some early clouds. Otherwise,
over the
mostly
weekend.
Sunny, high 95, heat index near 100. Tonight, isolated scattered thunderstorms develop later. Overnight, low mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms for the afternoon tomorrow. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Woodbridge, 71 in Bethesda, 75 in Washington. Dozens are injured in a train crash near Philadelphia. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. 507 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Joining us at 7:05 is Ambassador John Bolton, and joining us at 8:05 is Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, both here to discuss President Trump's speech on Afghanistan last night. We have a lot to talk to them about. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow is here with us. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Vince Colonnese on this Tuesday morning. Vince, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, the president, as you said, just giving that primetime address to the nation last night from Fort Myer in Arlington, and he hit a new Afghanistan policy, one that he says he spent a lot of time deliberating on. He addressed, you know, sort of how things have changed for him. How he came in, you know, during the campaign, he was very much, we need to get out of Afghanistan. He just sees these wars as a disaster. But he's had some time now behind the desk. I want to play a little bit of audio for you. This is the President of the United States last night, saying that initially his instincts were to get out of Afghanistan.
My original instinct was to pull out. And historically, I like following my instincts. But all my life, I've heard that decisions are much different when you sit behind the desk in the Oval Office. In other words, when you're president of the United States.
So he's saying, you know, and that he's evolved. He said that I studied Afghanistan in great detail and from every conceivable angle. And finally, on Friday, in that meeting in Camp David with his national security team, they came to some conclusions, of which they shared Monday. What we know now is this. The president has no intention of giving a timeline for a withdrawal. We are now in an indefinite timeline in Afghanistan. Based on all available reports, we're going to increase our troop strength there. The president not addressing specific numbers here at all. In fact, going out of his way to say that he won't speak to either specific numbers or timetables. He also said that we're moving to a conditional strategy, one that is dependent on conditions on the ground. The goal here, as the president views it, is to keep Afghanistan from becoming a safe haven, or to reverse the extent to which it has become a safe haven for terrorists. That our job is to kill terrorists and not be involved in nation building. So it seems he's got at least part of a plan. He's clearly thought about this. He says he's going to rely on his generals, that he's scaled back the rules of engagement, made it easier for members of the military to actually prosecute the wars as they continue here. But he's also gotten some criticism from all of this. Rand Paul responding to this very quickly, saying that he was not for this, that we've spent enough American blood and treasure on this war without a clear end in sight. Also, the Breitbart website, I remember Steve Bannon going back to that Friday night, Mary, this is instantly kind of receiving some blowback from Breitbart, saying the president has walked away from his campaign promise, that he's not living up to the American First campaign promises that he made by staying in Afghanistan without what seeming to be clear American interests in doing so. The people who are supporting him, Lindsey Graham. Senator Lindsey Graham, often on the opposite side of the president of the United States, so much so that the president gave out his cell phone number once on a campaign stage in order to have people harass him. Lindsey Graham now very supportive of the president, saying yesterday in reaction that he thought the speech was strong, that he thought the plan was good, and that anyone who votes against this among his colleagues would be voting for the next 9/11, would hold the blame for the next 9/11. So Lindsey Graham very much for this. So where are you on it? Should President Trump have followed his initial instincts, pulled out of Afghanistan? Or are you glad to see him change his mind and keep us there? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
John McCain also agreeing with this decision as well, which makes me scratch my head because I tend to disagree pretty much with most everything John McCain and Lindsey Graham have agreed with of late. So it's down is up and up is down on this one. However, the president has gotten very far. He's gotten really, he's a man who trusts his gut. And I do think that that is the key to success because too many of us don't trust our gut. And he does. And he's been very successful with that strategy of trusting his gut. However, I do also believe that he surrounds himself with good people. And I've always said this about President Trump when people are saying, oh, he doesn't have the experience. He's never been in government. He doesn't have it. I said, yeah, but he's going to surround himself with good people. And he's going to surround himself with people who know certain areas. And I've always maintained that as president and Barack Obama as well, President Obama as well. You can't know everything about everything. You just can't, which is why you have the Joint Chiefs. It's why you have those people. That's what they do. Use them and use their talents. That's why you have people who run, you know, foreign policy. Use them and use their talents. And that is the other thing that I think this president is very good at. I think he's very good at surrounding himself with people who know what needs to be done, and he gives them the job and tells them to go do it. That's how he runs corporations all over the world, right? Because he puts somebody good in place and tells them, go do the job, report back to me in 6 months. And I think that he really trusts Mattis. I really do. I think he has a lot of faith in Mattis. And because of that, he trusts Mattis's gut on this, James Mattis, defense secretary. So I'm okay with this because if the president trusts the defense secretary's decisions, who am I to say you're wrong? I don't know that much about. I've never been in the military. There's far too much going on there that I know. And I think you got to trust the people you put in place. You put them there for a reason. So I'm okay with it, even though Lindsey Graham and John McCain are also okay with it, which kind of makes me rethink my strategy. But for now, I'm going to say, okay, I trust the people in charge.
Yeah, the president saying yesterday that the country deserves an honorable and enduring outcome here. This is him talking to the troops last night.
Our nation must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made, especially the sacrifices of lives. The men and women who serve our nation in combat deserve a plan for victory. They deserve the tools they need and the trust they have earned to fight and to win.
All right, let's go to John in Strasburg first up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, John. Do you think the president should have followed his instincts, or are you happy to see him change his mind on Afghanistan?
being Shenandoah County's resident, half Afghan, half Scots-Irishman, I'm glad he did the right thing and is going to keep the troops in there and have things dictated on the ground.
Yeah, did you get a clear sense at all? I don't know if you've seen the speech, but based on what you know of it right now, do you get a clear sense that there is an end in sight, that the president has an end goal in mind that's achievable?
My dad's country, and he would be the first to admit this, is a very screwed up land that has many problems. The best you're going to get out of it is a strong man who can be a sometime ally to us. I think that is possible.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if the president can actually cobble together trying to stop that country, and as well as Pakistan, by the way. He spoke at length about them from being a safe harbor for terrorists. More from you on this in a moment. I want to find out whether or not you think the president should have followed his instincts, or are you glad to see him change his mind and keep us in Afghanistan? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. 515 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's start first. We're a little bit busy here for our 395 commuters. Northbound 395, your main lanes are fine as you come off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. They're still diverting traffic, though, off the HOV lanes near the Pentagon, and that's due to the crash cleanup. Again, so those HOV lanes still blocked until they can get everything removed. Let you know as soon as that happens. Northbound on Route 4, if you are trying to get up toward Upper Marlboro, the obstacle right now is the serious crash north on 4. It's before you get to Mount Zion Road, which is 408, but we're almost back to 258 for the delays, so good alternate for you. Southern Maryland Boulevard caught up here again in some early troubles there on northbound 4. Interstate 95, as you come out of Stafford to Aquia, seeing some slowdowns through that stretch. 66 lanes open out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, I see the number 100 here. Get ready for it. Some early clouds today, otherwise mostly sunny, high of 95 degrees. There's that heat index near 100 today. Tonight, isolated to scattered thunderstorms developing later, low mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow, cloudy skies during the morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high near 85. 75 degrees right now in the nation's capital, 517 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
All right, Lindsey Graham last night on Fox News, immediately following the president's speech, said the following: I will fight tooth and nail to make sure that we do not lose in Afghanistan like we did in Iraq. It's just exactly what President Obama did in Iraq, was to leave against sound military advice. President Trump has the smarts and the moral courage to listen to his generals and take their advice rather than going the political way. And I'm so proud he did, because unlike Obama, President Trump is listening to his generals. And to my colleagues in Congress, Graham said, you will own a no vote. The next 9/11 will be your fault, not President Trump's fault, if you shoot down this plan, because this is a solid plan. The president of the United States, of course, during that speech, did reference Iraq and the lessons that he's taken from that situation when thinking about what the military options are in Afghanistan.
The consequences of a rapid exit are both predictable and unacceptable. 9/11, the worst terrorist attack in our history, was planned and directed from Afghanistan, because that country was ruled by a government that gave comfort and shelter to terrorists. A hasty withdrawal would create a vacuum that terrorists, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, would instantly fill, just as happened before September 11th. And as we know, America hastily and mistakenly withdrew from Iraq. As a result, our hard-won gains slipped back into the hands of terrorist enemies. Our soldiers watched as cities they had fought for and bled to liberate and won were occupied by a terrorist group called ISIS.
Our soldiers watched as cities they fought for and bled for to liberate were won by ISIS. And I listened to the president say that, and I kind of wonder what our military veterans think of this. especially people who've been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. How do you view this? Because, you know, in Afghanistan now, the president apparently committing further troops to that region, ultimately with the hopes of getting the Afghanis to, you know, defend their own country. But you have a situation here where we're going to continue American troop involvement. And I do wonder, for our veterans, to what end? How do they view this? Is it to maintain the hard-fought gains in Afghanistan? Or are you wary of all of this? Are you kind of just done with it and ready to cut bait on a place like Afghanistan? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, there's just some information and also what some people are saying about this. He announced five core pillars in his speech for people who did not hear the speech and just waking up to this morning. Those five core pillars: getting rid of any timelines for how long U.S. troops would remain in Afghanistan. So he wasn't announcing any timelines. Using all elements of power, including diplomatic and economic. Getting tougher on Pakistan, as you've talked about, Vince. Getting India to help more with economic development, as you've talked about. And expanding authorities for U.S. forces to fight terrorists. One of the big complaints we know during the Obama administration from our military men and women was that they were fighting with one arm tied behind their back. They had to ask permission before they fired on a suspect, on a subject, that kind of thing. So he's talking about expanding authorities of the forces who are there with not having to go all the way up the chain of command. What he did not announce was how many more U.S. troops would head into Afghanistan. He did say the U.S. will no longer talk about troop levels or drawdown dates. Now, he did get hit. Breitbart has a piece, which I thought was interesting, that what I just read to you, was from Breitbart. So that was more of a straight news thing.
Right.
But the commentary part of this, where he's kind of getting hammered, Ann Coulter, it doesn't matter who you vote for, the military-industrial complex wins. In response to the speech last night.
That's Coulter saying that.
That's Ann Coulter saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Breitbart says, President Trump's America's first base was the biggest loser of Trump's speech on Afghanistan Monday night.
Now, I think that there's real disagreement among Trump supporters on this. I think, meaning there's, I don't think there's a clear, bright line in the sand where Trump supporters stand on whether or not he should be pulling out of Afghanistan right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to a few in a second here. 522 now on WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Tune into the Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WMAL to hear the latest mortgage finance news and information. The Mortgage Radio Show, hosted by mortgage experts Sean Metter and Teresa Strasser, is brought to you by Network Capital Funding Corporation. Offering some of the most competitive interest rates, fast turnaround time, and no lender fees, they're committed to helping you find the right mortgage product for your needs. Tune in this Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
The domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell has been the partner men can count on for over 25 years. Hello, my name's Joe Cordell. Over those years, tens of thousands of guys across America and now in the UK have turned to Cordell & Cordell when everything was on the line. We're proud of that expression of trust, but we know the responsibility that comes with it. Our tremendous growth is the result of our tremendous commitment to a core set of values and an obsession with client care. If we ever lose that focus, we'll cease to be the partner that guys will count on. We get that. So you can be sure that our focus over the next 25 years will stay on those values that got us where we are and that our clients have come to expect.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell.
Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Up 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we have a couple areas we need to give you a heads up. First, Interstate 95, Virginia, northbound, the crash as you come up toward the Fairfax County Parkway. Everything over to the shoulder, but boy, a lot to check out. I'm counting a number of cars here on that left shoulder. Help and some tow trucks. Tow truck is there and police cars as well. So again, northbound 95, that's our distraction. You know your lanes are open coming up to the Fairfax County Parkway. Being diverted off the HOV lanes up onto 395, still with crash cleanup near the Pentagon. So the main lines are open. It's the HOV lanes closed and diverted off near Edsel Road. Let you know as soon as any of that gets reopened. Heading up toward Upper Marlboro, the obstacles to get by the crash northbound on Route 4 before you get to Mount Zion Road, and that's 408. Under police direction, they were only allowing a shoulder to get by a bit ago. So delays before 258, you might want to start thinking about your options. Alternate Southern Maryland Boulevard works for you. That'll pick up some of the bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be a hot one today. Some early clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, high 95, heat index near 100. Tonight, isolated to scattered storms develop later, low mid to upper 70s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees.
We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities.
President of the United States saying last night, I'm going to keep that a secret. I'm not going to share that anymore. We've done that in the past. That doesn't help anybody. Do you think the president should have followed his instincts? He said his instincts were to pull out of Afghanistan, but he's changed his mind now. And in that speech last night made it clear that we're going to stay there indefinitely until we kind of meet some conditions on the ground rather than a timetable. Let's go to Chuck in Waldorf this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Chuck, you're on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I absolutely agree with the president, especially the parts about leaving the details to the military and giving them good rules of engagement, running wars out of the basement of the White House by a bunch of little whiz kids with absolutely no experience and just little political punks hasn't served us very well in the past, has it?
Yeah, I mean,
McNamara, et cetera.
Yeah, some combination of having, obviously, deference for the generals on the ground, but also he's surrounded by generals, Chuck, which is, I think, an important point here. People who are giving him advice on how to prosecute this war. Daniel's in Winchester this morning. Good morning, Daniel. You're next up on Mornings on the Mall. What did you think of the president's speech and his posture here towards Afghanistan?
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary. Yeah, I agree with the president. I think, it's one of the last clips you played was about Iraq. I'm an Iraq veteran, two-time combat tours in 2006 to 2008 and 2009 to 2010. And you know, I did see when I left in 2010, we were winning Iraq, and that immediate pullout President Barack Obama did create a vacuum, and we did lose the cities that we fought and bled for in Iraq. And I think President Trump, his initial gut is everybody's initial gut instinct. Pull out, save American lives, and let's do that, and let them manage themselves. But I also think that the president has information that the American public is not privy to.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much. Great to get your perspective on this, especially as a veteran. 528 now on WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need, and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play, and do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS
NMS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
The primary symptoms of lung cancer are, well, none. By the time it's detected, it's usually advanced. At InnovaShare Cancer Institute, we provide screenings that can detect lung cancer in its earliest stage. If you're a smoker or stopped within the past 15 years, talk to us about a lung cancer screening. Because the earlier we detect it, the more effectively we can treat it. Learn more at Innova.org/lung cancer. Innova. Join the future of health.
The Secret Service having trouble paying for all of this protection of Trump. Trump's critics blaming the president, but the Secret Service is a different story. We'll tell you in a second. 5:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Purple Line has just gotten a big, big boost. The project will get a $900 million full federal funding agreement from the Trump administration within days. A spokesman for Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the deal came after what he calls very productive, high-level conversations over the last few days between the governor and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Construction of the light rail line linking Bethesda and New Carrollton will begin within weeks after the federal funding is in place. The president laid out his strategy for Afghanistan in his first primetime foreign policy speech as commander-in-chief.
President Donald Trump says the U.S. will fight to win.
Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on.
The president says his changes give more freedom to military commanders.
Micromanagement from Washington, D.C. does not win battles.
But the relative lack of details in his plan don't otherwise shed a lot of light on the differences between his strategy and that of the Obama administration. Of course, Trump says it's part of his plan not to talk publicly about military specifics. I'm Andrew Spencer.
U.S. Navy divers have begun searching flooded compartments of the USS John S. McCain for 10 sailors still missing after their ship collided with an oil tanker.
We know that divers are at that ship right now trying to access compartments that were sealed during the flooding that occurred as a result of that incident to see if they can get inside, find any of the sailors.
Correspondent Matt Rivers. 42 people were injured when an incoming high-speed train struck an unoccupied train car inside a transit terminal in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Overnight. The accidents are now under investigation, according to the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. Experts will be visiting Charles County today to confirm that it was a tornado that struck yesterday a few hours after the eclipse. Severe weather lashed Charles and St. Mary's counties, uprooting a number of trees and flooding several roads. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,704, the Nasdaq at 62,13. Sports Adam Jones hits a pair of home runs as the Orioles beat Oakland. The Nationals were idle. They're in Houston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
Larry O'Connor here with Alan, a friend of mine from EMP 180, and we're talking about our experiences with them. One of the things that motivated you was the fact that you knew that your body mass index was not where you needed it to be, on the borderline of obesity. Why don't you tell me some of the statistics? I went from visceral fat 12 to 6. That's the dangerous fat that's around your organs.
I was 11, and yesterday it was measured, it was 5.
Incredible. Visceral fat from 11 to 5. It's phenomenal.
That is the beauty of it. And, so I was a pre-diabetic. Now, that is a reversible situation. Diabetes in this country costs $250 billion, the health cost associated with having diabetes. I mean, it's phenomenal. So the cost savings that could be achieved by people changing their eating habits can be enormous.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland commuters and heading into D.C., be cautious here on 16th Street. Coming southbound when you get into Northwest, crash near Alaska Avenue under police direction here at last check. So again, 16th Street, just a little extra patience getting up toward and past Alaska Avenue with the accident. Virginia starts off very busy. First, 95 northbound through Stafford and Aquia with the heavy volume. Then the crash in the Newington area, northbound right near the Fairfax County Parkway. All that confined to the shoulder, but a lot going on. And they need to get a couple of tow trucks there at the scene of the multi-car crash. HOV lanes, that's where we're diverted off of on 395 because of the accident cleanup at the Pentagon. So the main lines at 395 open. It's the HOV lanes closed. So if you're coming in from the Beltway, diverted off at Edsel Road. Trying to get into Upper Marlboro, the crash causing big delays on Route 4. So you want to plan ahead. You'll need extra time. Think about maybe even Southern Maryland Boulevard as the option. That's picking up delays, though. Route 4 northbound before you get to 408 Mount Zion Road for the accident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some early clouds, but look for mostly sunny skies. We got up to 95 today. Heat index near 100. Tonight, isolated to scattered thunderstorms develop later. Overnight low, mid to upper 70s. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies during the morning. Scattered showers and storms for the afternoon. High near 85. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Haymarket, 72 in Frederick, 76 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. 5:37 here on WMAL, and where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Ambassador John Bolton. To talk about the president's Afghanistan strategy. Also, 8:05, Ralph Peters, Colonel Ralph Peters, will do the same, joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. And then at 8:35 this morning, we'll be joined by the excellent Larry Kudlow. All ahead. My name is Vince Colonnais, sitting alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. So there was a story in USA Today, an interview with Secret Service Director Ralph Ailes, who is also known as Tex. They call him Tex. And Tex said that he was talking about protecting the president. And he said basically that the Secret Service is going broke trying to protect the president. And he said in large part it's because of the size of the president's family. He said they have to protect President Trump, and we know he travels a lot. He goes to Florida, he goes to New Jersey. He's with his adult children. They also have to protect his adult children, and they go on business trips and vacations all over because they have their own families. So you have Eric and Ivanka and Donald Jr., and they all have their own families, so they're all going different places, and they all have protection. A lot of times they're going all over the country. They're going overseas. And he said that the service is grappling with an unprecedented number of protectees. Under President Trump, there are 42 people who have Secret Service protection. That includes 18 members of his family. That's up from 31 during the Obama administration. So you have 11 more people being protected under President Trump than under President Obama. That's a lot. That's a lot more people. They say this is so serious. The lack of money is so serious that he has begun discussing with lawmakers to raise the salary cap. There's a salary and overtime cap that you combine, and if you combine those two, and it can't be more than $160,000 per year. They want to increase it to $187,000 at least for Trump's first term. So there was some blowback on this. And he is now walking back some of his comments, and he's saying, well, this has been going on now. He clarified and said, you know, this has kind of been a problem since the Bush administration. This is not just the Trump administration, also since the Bush administration, but there are more people being protected under Trump. So he qualified it somewhat. He said, the Secret Service has sufficient funding to meet all the current mission requirements through the remainder of the fiscal year. And he said that roughly 1,100 Secret Service employees are expected to hit their compensation cap for 2017. But he said that was a similar situation in 2016.
Right.
So he kind of walked it back just a little
bit. Well, it's not surprising that he had to add more comment to this, because people are going to rush instantly to blame President Trump for just wasting the resources of the federal government on Secret Service protection.
Which they're already doing.
And this guy clearly needed to say more about this subject. Otherwise, it sounded like he was just straight up blaming the president for it.
Right. He said, the president has a large family. Our responsibility is required in law. I can't change that. I have no flexibility. And he said, he later issued a statement via a spokesperson yesterday saying, this issue is not one that can be attributed to the current administration's protection requirements, but rather has been an ongoing issue for nearly a decade due to an overall increase in operational tempo. Now, Dan Bongino, friend of the show, has talked about this in the past. And he said, well, you know, and I never knew this, but the Secret Service also apparently focuses on other things as well. Here's Dan Bongino.
They should be focusing on their core mission, which is protection, and they're doing too many other things. It's not Trump's fault. Every presidential travel operation costs a ton of money, and Barack Obama costs a lot of money, too. You know, this is just coming up now because I think some people know if they put Trump in a headline, they'll get a lot of clicks.
And that was Dan Bongino, I believe, yesterday on Larry O'Connor's show. So they do a lot of other things, apparently. He went on to say on Larry O'Connor's show that it's not Trump's fault because he has a big family.
Statutorily, the president, the first lady, and the kids will get protection. But what happens in every administration is that portfolio of protectees, Larry, expands. I'll give you an example. In the Obama administration, you know, we had Valerie Jarrett as a protectee. Now, that's not in the law that Valerie Jarrett's position was entitled to a Secret Service detail, but the president can expand the portfolio of protectees. Now, given the Trump administration having such a large family and a lot of grandkids, they've expanded that protective bubble to include a lot of the grandkids, which, again, opening up like you did, you're right. This is not an unusual story. It happens in every administration, and it's not Donald Trump's fault that he has a big family. I mean, what's the alternative, Larry? We're going to cut protection on the president's family because it's costing a few bucks a year when we're wasting millions of dollars having Secret Service agents run out counterfeit bills all day?
So thank you to Larry O'Connor for having Dan Bongino on his show yesterday. So this year, lawmakers have already earmarked about $60 million in extra money for the Secret Service as part of a bipartisan spending deal. So it looks like they're probably going to have to raise the cap on what these Secret Service agents can make in salary and overtime combined. So that's probably where this is going
to focus, as Dan Bongino said, focus on doing the job, protecting the president.
Absolutely.
5:43 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. This past weekend, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff wrapped up a trip to South Korea, China, and Japan. Marine Corps General Joe Dunford said the trip ensured, quote, our allies have no confusion at all about where we are in our overall policy and in the military dimension of that policy. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it.
That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Tune into the Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WMAL to hear the latest mortgage finance news and information. The Mortgage Radio Show, hosted by mortgage experts Sean Metter and Teresa Strasser, is brought to you by Network Capital Funding Corporation. Offering some of the most competitive interest rates, fast turnaround time, and no lender fees, they're committed to helping you find the right mortgage product for your needs. Tune in this Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we have a couple early problems for our early birds that are out and about trying to get a jump on the day. Here on northbound Route 4, if you're trying to get up toward Upper Marlboro, the obstacle is the crash northbound 4 before you get to 408 Mount Zion Road. But I'm looking at these major delays that begin now well before 258. So big lineup there, and then the alternate's going to be the Southern Maryland Boulevard, which is picking up the bailout traffic as well. So you're under police direction, and from time to time, all traffic stopped. They were just letting the shoulder get by. So again, heading up toward Upper Marlboro, your destination. Extra time needed. Let's go Virginia, where 95, the crash northbound at the Fairfax County Parkway, that's been over to the shoulder. The main lines of 395 just crawling right now. New incident reported near King Street. A lot of the problem, too, is all traffic being diverted out of the HOV lanes because of the HOV crash. HOV still with the cleanup at the Pentagon, so nobody gets by there. The main lines, though, are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot today ahead of a cold front that will pass through tonight. We'll see some early clouds, otherwise mostly sunny. High 95, heat index near 100. Tonight, isolated scattered thunderstorms develop later. Overnight, low mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms for the afternoon tomorrow. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
Ready to trade sitting in traffic for sitting on the beach? Don't miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WMAL.
I would like to discuss Barron Trump with you. That rag, the Daily Caller.
Oh, yeah? I've heard of that place.
I had a piece that caught my attention, written by one Ford Springer.
Oh, you're not alone, sweetheart. A lot of people saw that piece.
And he goes after Barron Trump, who's 11 years old, yeah, on the way he dresses. There's pictures that accompany the piece of Melania and the president dressed just impeccably beautifully dressed. And here comes Barron in a t-shirt with the half tuck, with a pair of khakis and a pair of topsiders on. He had khaki shorts on and topsiders. You know, kind of trailing along behind them, looking totally disinterested as any 11-year-old would. And saying that Barron Trump should dress White House worthy when he's accompanying his parents somewhere. He hopped off that plane looking like he was going on spring break.
It's pretty cash. He's wearing a graphic tee, is what we call it.
Because he's 11.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I personally agree with Ford Springer here, because Ford talks about the days when his parents would force him to dress up when he was a kid for a special occasion, and no matter how hard you resisted, it was inevitable. To quote Ford, you weren't leaving the house until you had your tie tied, your shirt tucked in nice and neat, and your hair combed and a blazer on. Been there, done that. But Barron's the youngest of a large family. Baron's father is the age of his grandfather, okay? That's the way it is. Parents are tired by the time the youngest one comes along. I'm sure Donald's just happy that Baron is dressed in something. By the time the youngest comes along, the rules have relaxed so much that I'm sure Donald Jr. And Eric look at what Baron wears and goes, there's no way I would have gotten away with that. Of course you wouldn't have gotten away with that. He's the bonus baby. Yeah. He's the third family. Of course there's no way.
I think in some families they call that the favorite.
He's the favorite. Absolutely. He's the youngest. He's the golden child. That's why he's not dressing up when he goes somewhere. And he's 11. So he's at that age where he doesn't even want to be there with his parents. He's always looking down. He's at that age where he's awkward. You can tell by looking at him that he's starting to grow a lot. So, like, his arms and legs are long. He's at the awkward age. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Leave him alone, Ford.
So Chelsea Clinton said, by the way. She tweeted about this, saying, leave Baron Trump alone.
Good.
I agree with that in general. I will say, I guess I should speak here from a position of authority. I'm the editorial director of the Daily Caller addition to my operations here at WMAL. And it's funny, I've heard quite a bit of feedback, including fire Ford Springer. There are people who desperately want Ford's head for even suggesting that Baron Trump should, you know, comb his hair when he's traveling with the president. I thought it was amusing. It was obviously Ford writing an opinion piece. I would note what you noted, which is to point out what Ford said. A tremendous amount of envy about the way that Ford's upbringing went versus Baron Trump's. Ford's like, man, when I left the house, my mom made me comb my hair, tuck my shirt in, wear a blazer. I had to make my tie was nice and tight. Anytime we were going literally anywhere, nevertheless, boarding Marine One or Air Force One. So, you know, not to go all Charles Krauthammer on you, but the point here is, examine this as a psychologist would. This is projection. This is Ford Springer saying that he is envious as hell that Baron Trump, 11-year-old Baron Trump, gets to just dress however the heck he wants when he gets on Marine One and goes to have these important meetings that the president gets to go on. I thought it was really amusing. Obviously, Ford goes out of his way to point out what a Baron Trump fan he is in this piece.
Yeah.
So don't expect that to abate anytime soon, just no matter how much grief Chelsea Clinton might be giving you, Ford. Keep charging, man.
Yeah, well, as an oldest child, I noticed exactly what was going on there right away. Baron's the favorite kid. He's the youngest. That's why he's getting away with that
stuff. He gets to do it all. All right, let's go to one of our favorites. Rush Limbaugh now on WMAL.
California drivers already pay higher taxes than almost anybody else in the country, and they're going to get hit again. Democrats in California plan to spend $52 billion on roads and infrastructure. And to pay for it, the Democrats in the legislature and the governor, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to raise taxes. 12 cents per gallon on gasoline, on top of what people are paying now. Diesel drivers, 20 cents per gallon. And if you drive an electric car to save the planet, guess what? You get hit with a $100 fee as your clean energy contribution. Other California voters are going to find out about other fees when you get walloped with them. The few Republicans left in the state, they're objecting, but they have no political power, so they may as well go out and play golf. They can't stop it. The unions, the construction industry, who are going to build all this new infrastructure, they're in bed with the Democrats. They're beside themselves with glee. They're going to hit the jackpot once this thing passes, which it will because it's a one-party state. Now, all of these higher taxes are going to hurt business, hurt low-income families, increase the cost of goods and services. People's standard of living is going to plummet. Nothing's new. It's California. You keep electing liberals and higher taxes and a lower standard of living is just the way of life.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, honey, did you call New Look Home Design and schedule that free estimate for our new roof?
No, I've been putting it off.
Well, we should check out that 5-year same as cash deal. That's a fantastic way to pay off a new roof.
I know, right? 5-year same as cash is amazing. And I love that New Look's lifetime warranty transfers if we sell the house. Talk about increasing our home's value.
Well, let's schedule that estimate. Apparently, it's a great education on roofing, which we could use since it's a big investment. Plus, they'll check the attic for any obvious signs of damage.
5-year same as cash? Check. Amazing warranty? Check. Plus, I heard they install most roofs in a single day. It sounds like New Look makes this whole process really easy.
Great deal, easy process, beautiful roof. So, should we schedule that estimate?
All right, let's do it.
Yes!
I'm going to call New Look right now.
Contact New Look Home Design today. For a free estimate and 5 years same as cash, call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a lot going on here early on, Virginia commuters. Let's first begin with the HOV lane still closed. We had an accident involving the dump truck and pickup truck. Cleanup continues right near the Pentagon, so they're not allowing anyone to use those HOV lanes right now, diverted off back near Edsel Road, so plan accordingly. Now for the main lines, thinking, huh, is this picking up this much bailout traffic? Well, it does have the extra volume, but also the crash near King Street. So not just through Landmark, but back at the Beltway now. Major delays on 395 to get you up toward Duke Street, King Street, then the pace improves through Shirlington. All right, getting into Upper Marlboro, the obstacle, the crash, northbound on Route 4 before you get to 408, and it's causing big delays on 4. That's before you get to Mount Zion Road, so plan accordingly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be a hot one today. Some early clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, high 95, heat index near 100. Tonight, isolated to scattered storms develop later, low mid to upper 70s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital is 75 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Amtrak.
Great memories are made on trains, not in traffic. Experience travel the way it should be. Go from D.C. to Orlando from just $104 with Amtrak Saver Fares. Book now at Amtrak.com/Saver Fares. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply.
Ending a relationship with your timeshare is a lot like going through a divorce. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and every case is unique. Timeshare Exit Team has earned my trust by showing me how thoughtful and considerate their process is, both in exiting you from your timeshare and in helping handle the other stresses that go along with this specialized process. Call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-928-3948, 844-928-3948, timeshareexitteam.com.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require. From application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, No one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
I don't know if you know this, but there was an eclipse yesterday, and it was very fun and very interesting to watch across the country. There were a lot of different reactions, and a lot of different things happened yesterday on Eclipse Day.
I was blinded. I can't see you, but I can hear you, Mary, so thank you. And then Afghanistan, the president giving a big speech last night. He also touched on Charlottesville, of all things.